You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks to Indeed for sponsoring this episode. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply. In this episode, rapper Open Mike Eagle talks about making the song Dark Comedy Morning Show, along with the track's producer, Walker Ashby, aka Toy Light. Mike talks about how Toy Light's original instrumental inspired him, and how his view of his own vocals on the track has changed since recording them.
Rap songs like speak the right monotone drone, people wonder if he's breathing right. We got that dark, dark comedy, that dark, 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 dark comedy, yeah. Rappers ruin the punchline like stand-up club hecklers doing the punchline. Cause I tweet on Sunday morning like a preacher at a church because my true religion is the thirst. My name is Open Mike Eagle. I write and record and perform rap music.
I'm Toy Light. I produce for Mike on a couple songs.
I was in Boston about a year ago, and there is a guy up there who promotes shows by the name of Connor, and he puts on shows up there, so he likes to stay very abreast as to what's going on, especially with like the LA beat scene. He's the kind of person where when you're just sitting at his house talking, he's just kind of playing beats and playing music the whole time. And he played this track that really caught my ear, and like I made him repeat it, and then I made him tell me who it was, and then I went on the SoundCloud, and it was one of Walker's tracks. He goes under the name Toy Light. And so when I saw that he lived in LA, that's when I decided to reach out.
It was really, really wonderful to get that message from him. I'm really familiar with a lot of the rap stuff around LA, and it's pretty small, you know?
Like, yeah, it's all kind of the same family, you know? Like, it's all kind of connected.
Yeah. You know? It was flattering that he liked it so much.
I think what first caught my ear about the track, I don't know a lot of like music theory terms, but I feel like there was a chord progression that was really interesting. For me to really, really get ready to write a song, it's like I have to let the beat get me pregnant almost. You know what I mean? Like I have to let the beat like live inside of me to the point where like I can recreate the beat in my head when I'm away from it over and over again. It's about like finding a frequency and answering whatever questions this beat is asking me. I can spend enough time with a beat in a few days to get that way, or in this case, I actually spent quite some time with it, hanging out with it. It was a process. It was a little longer than it usually would take me, but I think that's more to do with just where I was in the album and trying to figure out a different way forward. Yo. Dark comedy, cold as the ocean at a lull, cause nobody seems to know when I'm joking. For those who haven't heard of me, I'm bad at sarcasm, so I work in absurdity. I had relegated singing to hooks only in the past, where this album I definitely played more with singing deliveries of rap lines and going in and out of singing, going from singing into straight rapping and back to singing even within the same song. My relationship to singing is kind of developing over time.
Cause my genre's all hack, action's cliche, melodrama falls flat.
What I was noticing then when they were playing right now was how emotional the delivery kind of sounds, especially without the music. Like, I hear myself sounding really vulnerable about the words, as if I was like reluctant to say them. So that was kind of striking me right now. My more immediate memories of the song right now are the last 10 or 12 times I performed it, because it's been in my live set lately. And so now, like, you know, if I'm in front of a crowd, I'm definitely delivering it with more emphasis, with more weight now. So it's interesting to hear that Naked on the record is that kind of timid. But actually, I find that's the case for a lot of my songs, is over the course of learning how to perform them, which is usually like a year or two later, even after the song is already out, then I have a whole completely different relationship with the lyrics. And so I often feel like, oh, I wish. But there's just kind of no way for me to get that unless I wait 5 years before I put stuff out.
On that laugh to keep from crying tip.
That laugh to keep from crying tip, I mean, it's a specific reference from a Tribe Called Quest song.
What's the reason for the laughter?
I really can't say. I guess I'll have to keep from crying. So much going on, people killing, people dying.
That's a line that just, you know, comes and goes. People never talk about it, but I think that line is kind of important. That line always struck me, and I wanted to borrow that for like a thesis statement.
I was an art major at UCLA, and one of my focuses was sculpture, and there was this giant sculpture junkyard in the back of the lab where it was just a free-for-all of materials to mess with, and I would just go back there with my handy recorder and toss things around and just sampling just like a couple seconds of that. I probably looked like a freak out there, just like, you know, like just scraping around. Just warm, deep sub bass. I wanted you to almost not even hear it. It's really just to be kind of a floaty foundation, you know. It's just a warm song, you know.
Super warm, and yeah. Super. And I think it was the contrast of the super warmth with that anchor in hip hop. The drums are like, they're heavy in a way, even though they're not even a lot there. Like, it's still got like this heavy rhythm inside of that warmth. Like, that's the kind of beat I'm always envisioning hearing. Drums can be like kind of heavy hip hop production drums, but still have like these musical elements that are, you know, more ethereal, what entertains me is trying to find that balance between like what's dark and heavy and what's funny, and playing with those lines. It put me in a headspace of wanting to be vulnerable, wanting to be very honest. And I felt like it was challenging me to go someplace that I was like afraid to go.
And now here's Dark Comedy Morning Show in its entirety.
At a low, because nobody seems to know when I'm joking. For those who haven't heard of me, I'm bad at sarcasm, so I work in absurdity. On that laugh to keep from crying tip, rap like Wired versus Chet and Weird Science. Because my genre's all hack, action's cliche, melodrama falls flat. And everybody's getting fired. I flew off the handle, and boy, yeah, my arm's tired. Rap songs like Pat Adams, Shady Ass thought of it as art, so they laughed at it. Rap songs like Steve would write monotone drone, people wonder if he's breathing right. We got that dark, dark comedy, that dark comedy, yeah. This rapper's ruin the punchline, like stand-up club hecklers doing the punchline. Cause I tweet on Sunday morning like a preacher at a church, because my true religion is the thirst. It's like burn after reading the dark ugly truth that addicts learn after meetings. Sean already wrote about the modern man, the only other option is the plight of the hologram. It's dark comedy, I would've called it black. If another dude calls me a racist, I'ma snap. Cause Google knows what's in my cabinet, and Facebook logs all of my favorite sandwiches. And what they need the damn data for, to analyze the shit they need a whole nother label for. Cause I'm addicted to my celly, and I gotta have some coffee in my belly. You smell me? Cause blacks and Mexicans can die. I swear we live in John Lennon songs. Match the tracksuit like dude in Royal Tenenbaums. It's like the end living color cast. I'm laughing, trying not to wish death on the upper class. I'd like to run up on the cold brothers and beat them with a garden hose made of old rubber. Give them rock bottoms and a stone cold stunner. Drop some cold butter on them from a skyscraper. Pistol whip them with the handle of a lightsaber. Cut them with rice paper, chuckle like a wiseacre. Instead thinking something sarcastic black. This man no can knows what I'm laughing at. My man bus driver knows what I'm laughing at. My love knows what I'm laughing at.
Visit songexploder.net for a link to buy Open Mike Eagle's album, which is called Dark Comedy. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services. Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. Hey, grownups. The Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. It's bursting with music, silliness, and rhymes. The Cat in the Hat cast encourages us all to find fun that is funny in every episode. Listen to the Cat in the Hat cast early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. You can find all the past and future episodes of Song Exploder at songexploder.net or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Find the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Song Exploder. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, story-driven shows. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening. Radiotopia.